Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the readings for this Sunday, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the opening prayer is this: O God, who manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy. The power of God is shown above all by pardoning and showing mercy. That's love. The greatest gift God can give us is his love. And so often what we needed is in his mercy, the forgiveness of our sins. O God, who manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Are we hastening to attain God's promises? Take a look at Scripture, all the things that God promises us, if we're faithful to him. It's yours. They're yours. Are we hastening to attain your promises, heirs to the treasures of heaven? Do we understand that? Blessed are the poor, for they shall see God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Read those in the Scripture. Read those beautiful, beautiful promises of God to those who do what he asks. And you can know the fruit of that even in this life. First reading is taken from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 6, verse 1, and then verses 4 to 7. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to the complacent. Are you complacent? Woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock and calves from the stall. Improvising to the music of the harp like David, they devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from bowls. They anoint themselves with the best oils, yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Therefore now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry shall be done away with. We can apply that today. As long as we have good food and good drink and good sleep, why, we're just in top form. We pay no attention to anything or anybody else. Just get what we want all the while, brothers and sisters, all the while. And I only have to go 20 minutes from where I live to find it, are the poor and the destitute, the hopeless, the seemingly lost, who have nothing of this world's goods. And nobody has reached out to them to extend the mercy of God, to show them that there is a God who loves them, to help them. I only have to go 20 minutes from my house, the convent in which I live. I have to only go 20 minutes to see the poor. Do I ignore them? Thank God, no, I don't. What do you do? Where are the poor in your area? Bring them the mercy of God. Bring them the good news by caring for them, binding up their wounds, doing what you can to make life better for them. I always remember that beautiful story of Mother Teresa and her sisters. They, you know, caring for many, many children, orphans, and they had this particular day that the food had basically run out and there was no delivery. There should have been a delivery and there was no delivery. And Mother and the sisters just knelt down and prayed, said, God, will you provide? Within a half hour, a huge truck showed up. They said schools were closed in this area or whatever, and this was all the food for the children of the day, so we were told to bring it to you, that you would know what to do with it. And what did she do? She supplied for all the children Then she supplied for the Muslim family that lived near them. And by the way, that Muslim family in turn gave away part of what they had to another Muslim family. And then the sisters received what they could. That's living the gospel. You can do that. God heard their prayer and gave them a whole truckload. So not only were the needs of their children, the children they were caring for and themselves taken care of, but a whole lot of other people were taken care of. God is abundant, but we don't think that way. Ask God to give you the grace to start thinking that way. Psalm 146, praise the Lord, my soul. Blessed is he who keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind, raises up those who are bowed down. Brothers and sisters, he wants to use you and me to accomplish that. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, the way of the wicked he thwarts. In this year of mercy, both receive it. But brothers and sisters, open your hearts to give it. Extend it. Show them the God of mercy by your own mercy, or by God's mercy, more appropriately, God's mercy working through you. Second reading is Paul to Timothy, chapter 6, verses 11 to 16. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate, for the noble confession, keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. This is Paul saying, you pursue righteousness, pursue faith and love and patience and gentleness. Grow in it, give it away, that all the honor and the glory may be his. Are you living your life that way? Is that what motivates you? It should. Ask God to help you lift up your hearts. You say, Jay, I'm just getting through the day. But if you lift up your hearts, you're going to see this day in light of eternity in a way that's going to give you the faith and the hope and the love to live it and to be actually not only for yourself, but a channel of the mercy of God to others. Lift up your heart. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and he dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. In other words, he was carried right into the presence of God. But the rich man also died, and he was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father, Abraham, have pity on me. And look what he's doing. Send Lazarus. Tell somebody to serve me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. And Abraham replied, my child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours. When we die, we're eternally separated. Where do you want to be? He said, "Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment." But Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." And he said, "Oh, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." And then Abraham said, listen to this, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead." In other words, when Jesus actually rose from the dead to show us the way and to be the way for us to come to him for all eternity, how many people have and how many people right now are ignoring him? Abraham, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." And he said, "Oh, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." And Abraham says, "No, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead." You, brothers and sisters, want to treasure the faith you have, and you want to grow in it. You want to ask God every day, "Give me greater faith to believe. Give me hope to put my trust in your promises. Give me love, Lord. Without you, I perish. Give me your love that I might in turn be the sign of your love, the presence of your love in the world today." That's how we want to pray. And you want to ask God, I too am doing this. I'm asking God every day for an increase of faith, an increase of hope, and an increase of love. Because I think we're going to need it. And I think God wants to make us ready to serve, to be a sign in the darkness where there's great loss of faith. And there's a loss of faith in our country, that we may be light in the darkness. And that's not just a pious image. That's a reality. God can do that in us. If we live out of faith and hope and love, if we repent of our sins, if we look around and serve those who are in need, if we're kind and merciful, if we give up being angry and bitter and jealous and resentful and seeking revenge, when we give up our selfishness and our self-centeredness, always seeking to satisfy ourselves, and we really reach out beyond ourselves. Even if you're confined to home because you're ill, you can pray. You can pray for the poor, that someone will go to them, and God will send someone to them. Each of us, no matter what our condition physically, no matter what our situation, all of us can seek him daily and pray, "Lord, increase my faith, increase my hope, increase my love." Do we, brothers and sisters, listen to Jesus? That's what the gospel asks of us. Do we listen? Do we really listen to Jesus? And by listening, it means that I take in what God has said and I make a decision. I choose to obey. Are you in that posture? If you are, God will use you mightily. If you're not, seek his grace and he will bring you there. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.